As the dreary Sunday afternoon turned darker and colder, a crowd of more than 150 gathered outside of the Pale Fire Brewing Company in downtown Harrisonburg to sign a giant postcard to Paris and a petition to the Harrisonburg City Council. Ann Nielsen was among the crowd.
We're sending a postcard to Paris hoping that all of the delegates will take this seriously and finally begin to move strongly towards renewable energy and reducing emissions throughout the globe.
Before a 32-feet-tall PVC replica of the Eiffel Tower, activists from various groups watched as city resident Earl Martin approached the tower, but appeared to stagger under the weight of his lit oil lantern, until his 8-year-old granddaughter Sophie Martin came to his aid with a solar light. Together they left behind the oil lantern, and the solar light was raised up the tower. Sophie has a clear hope.
That people will change to solar-powered things instead of fossil fuel.
The postcard to Paris, organizers said, would be photographed and sent to our negotiators and to people in Paris and around the world. The Harrisonburg petition calls for the adoption of environmental performance standards for public and private development and will be delivered in January. For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Clymer-Kurtz.